Yeah, give us a little bit more.
I just want niggas to know that they just stepped into 13-9 in the middle of the happenings. Like, it's happening right now.
Definitely is. Mad work.
He got work in the morning.
Wait, what's happening?
I gave him some Molly too.
The happening happened?
That two Molly. He paid like 10, 15 just for one. Right here in the
ball. 10, 15 what?
For
one Molly? Yeah, yeah, that's good, nigga.
For that Molly?
What's it be like, $20
a day? I can get two in a bag for 15.
Two in a bag. Not a bottle, but a bag.
I'm just like $20, bro.
Well, I'll let you know tomorrow how much I can get.
Oh, it's a dog for the liquor store.
Got more bounce out.
Bad boy, get my money.
I can get it.
Your mom smoke?
That's crazy.
I didn't know.
But at the same time, I didn't know that she smoked until just now.
What? How did...
He said his whole family, but I know nobody assumed the mom.
Not me.
Yeah, she was in the back
barbecue during the barbecue. No, you haven't come to barbecue. During the barbecue.
That's why I'm never going, first of all, I'm never going to assume none of my niggas' mom smoke. Even if they smoke, I'm not going to assume that they smoke.
Just but she was there smoking with us.
Not with me.
Like, she was there.
I've never seen her smoke a split.
I'm about to go roll hard split, man.
Yeah, why you look like that?
Oh,
looking like a wet dog.
That's
after
crazy.
He came
that's crazy.
From outside.
That's crazy.
It's a cheerleading ponytail.
I peeped it.
You already know I'm a funny guy.
You are a funny guy.
Is this really what you want to do?
Is this really what
you want to do? I gave my man a fair warning last night,
you
know, didn't
what?
I?
You gave me the fair warning, but I want the fair one right now, so let's go.
The fair one right now. Da-da-da.
Keep going. Nah, you good, though. You know what? Stop my being this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? You know, shout out to my true thoughts out there.
Who you a thought, man? I ain't a thought. I just knew what you was going to say, son. I'm an affiliate.
I wasn't going to run with that story. You know you thought.
Yo, that's just facts. That's all that
is. I know. You got to keep up appearances. You can't have them believing you a thought. You just got to say I'm an affiliate.
Son, how you figure I'm a thought, though? That's what I don't understand.
How you figure you not?
Because I'm not, nigga. All
right. Do you love women?
Yeah, that goes without question.
All right, then. Do you like making love to women?
That's not a real question.
I don't make love to women.
No. You don't have to say that because women is multiple.
I don't make love to women.
Yeah, so, women is a quarrel. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day,
what
I love women. And Thotch love making love women.
What is love?
Now he didn't say like, I love one woman and I want to make love to that one woman. He said women.
You're wrong. Thotch, what is love coming with Thotch?
First of all, making love is the word love is being used as a verb.
No. Love shouldn't even be involved.
It's an actual word that symbolizes sex.
The thought
for our PG-13 viewers.
Thought. Thotagory does not involve love.
That's crazy. The Thotagory?
I don't even know what this is. Please explain the Thotagory.
If you look in the Thot dictionary, there is no love.
It's called the Thotionary.
There is no love. You're not supposed to have love when you're a Thot. You're just a Thot.
Okay, but Thots need love.
I think they don't need love. They just need penis. They just need...
Or vagina.
That's
or both.
Thot.
That's true.
Look.
It's some extreme thought.
They just need that thought.
I'm not
that
mad at
that. Thought. What can I say?
Passion?
Yo no sé cuál.
But enough about that, though. What's up with New Year's, fellas?
New Year.
Shout out to Santa. You know, we just missed you.
Santa.
You know what I'm saying?
That nigga Santa. Ask that nigga in his sleigh.
Santa was parked outside. I remember that shit earlier. The two red SUVs and shit.
Santa can suck a plastic dildo, man.
That's crazy. Don't ever disrespect Santa.
He's some type of way.
Why, he give you coal every year?
Every year, man.
He can't give you weed, nigga.
It's bad enough I'm already black.
That's illegal. You can't ask for a Santa-sized split
pretty much
for Christmas.
He tried to tell me kill myself.
Could.
What?
He trying to tell me kill myself. He's just cold and go spark it on fire with your dry ass hands, and you gonna be out.
So you asked for lotion.
No,
I didn't want to get it. So you mad actually you to spark?
At least the size of his beard. At least the size of his beard.
You don't think you asked for a lot?
Nope. First of all, Santa gotta find that kind of butt. That's a lot of butt.
Nigga, Santa make that with his elves. He smoke it all the time. What are you talking about?
That's probably why he wouldn't you ever have had, you ever had his promise to the elves during Christmas.
You ever had elf kush?
No.
Me either. Stingy bastard.
That elven kush is that good.
You find it frozen and shit in the snow.
Mad like, crystals. Mad frost crystals.
Yeah, crazy.
Mad good shit, huh?
Santa not getting no love.
That crazy. White light. North Pole.
That's
North Pole.
Death.
That reindeer kush, nigga.
That Prancer.
That Rudolph.
I was just about to say that.
That Rudolph.
Y'all niggas smoke that Dasher?
I was just about to say that.
Shit, get you hype, son. Nah, Dasher, I heard that was a Molly. You gotta pop that like yourself.
I don't know. So maybe we on that bitch.
That like eggnog Molly right there.
Eggnog Molly.
You don't drink it with Aquafina, you drink it with eggnog. Smooth like a boss.
You sound experienced.
I know, I was like,
Listen, I said I had a runner with Molly, right? But not really, because I never did it. Anyway. New Year's resolution, guys. What's up? I just did a shout out to Santa. Y'all niggas try to take my head off.
Not y'all. Y'all niggas. Why? It was just one nigga.
I just had to identify that everyone in the room here is black.
Except for me.
Except for Darnell. Who is part white.
And me.
Who's Jermaine's father.
And no.
But I'm not part white either.
And No Hands, who is, sorry.
Shadowcon.
No Name.
Shadowcon? I'm a Shadowcon.
I was going to say, all right, you said it.
I used to miss the No Name, but I'm Shadowcon.
Alright. But yeah.
Nigga, you said.
New Year's resolutions, man.
Right?
Shout out to the old year that just passed, by the way.
I mean, it didn't just pass, but you know.
But I'm saying, a lot of good times. A lot of good. Before we get to that year, so much of good time.
Good time.
Nigga, Kev came back.
Kev came Ant home.
Ant is here.
Again.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
sure, again.
It was great running into him and shit.
Jermaine acknowledged me more as his father.
Who is that nigga? I don't know.
We're gonna have some babies.
Me and my girl made 4.5 years. Nah, shout out to the bae.
Nobody asked about that, actually.
I don't care, nigga. She sponsored this. Sponsor this, nigga.
We're gonna have little
recording off the iPad.
Little niggers.
Technically, that is.
Niggerettes running around.
Little niggerettes.
Little DT niggers.
You sure little niggers with Tourette's?
Niggers.
That's crazy.
I hope not.
That's bananas.
That's bonkers.
No way.
You stop using the word nigga now.
Sometimes you gotta use the word nigga a lot.
Alright, I'm going nigga. Alright, oh, so you admitted to being a nigga.
I say
thank you.
All niggas.
Thank you.
I admitted to you being a nigga.
Alright, Uncle Ruckus.
Anyway, back to these New Year's resolutions, guys. What's the plan?
My New Year's resolution.
State your name and state your plan.
My name is D Mizzy.
Wow, that sounds really good.
That doesn't sound too good, man. I think that's extremely close to D Dizzy.
My name is D Money, or Money, or Doc, or MasterCock.
Whoa.
That's crazy.
Whoa.
Lost his mind.
What's going on?
So I'm using the word nigga now. I'll apologize to somebody.
That's crazy.
But,
it's getting crazy.
But,
my New Year's resolution is to actually get to work on time.
Yo,
we talked about that too. We definitely talked about that shit. And other places, because you be making niggas wait forever.
No.
Facts.
I stopped going to places on time because niggas be waiting there. I'm like, I'll come 30 minutes. I'm like, all right. Nigga, we all know black time.
Nah,
black
but
time.
For real though, that getting to work on time stuff, bro.
Nigga, I be trying, son. Every time I try, there was one time I was at work 15 minutes beforehand. I was 2 stops away from my job. L train got messed up. I ended up 15, 20 minutes late.
That's crazy.
Yo, can I have y'all job? Can I just go to work late all the time without having somebody?
But I'm a boss, though. I'm a boss.
Me too.
As long as this doesn't get out to my job and they're like, this nigga think he a boss.
I'm just saying, can I get this job?
I'm a boss. Like, nigga, they be fiending for me at my job, son.
You sound like me.
If I don't come into work, they're like, oh, I don't know what to do. Cause they want my kid. They,
hey yo,
they want your kid.
Hey, we need some clarification. My maybe kid. Not.
Wait. What is your job?
I don't know if you want to clarify that. I don't know.
Sometimes, do I have level clearance for that?
Sometimes the babies get handled.
That's crazy.
My job is working with the kiddos, the little niggers, and Jaja slap around every once in a while.
The little niggers.
Well, I can't say little niggas. It's like one black kid in my class. The rest is like Spanish
so
niggas.
So you're just singing and saying nigger.
Little minorities in my class.
That's crazy.
That's better.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I approve that message.
I slap around. Sometimes you gotta slap around because
I don't sponsor.
They be trying to get disrespectful.
This message is not brought to you
it's
by 13.
Politically correct. What else is there to say?
Everybody slaps a kid around once in a while.
I mean, I don't.
Nah, I'm not gonna lie, sometimes it's fun though. Like, you just push a little nigga in the back of the head, like, just
like, they be talking crap, nobody looking.
That's
like,
definitely true.
Nah, yeah.
You think I can't do that? Exactly.
Like, there's this one that be calling me chubby and shit, and then she be like, pushing my stomach, like, yeah, like, you going down. I'm like, oh, she is gonna be a fierce, like, warrior in any sport that she ever gets into.
What I do is I grab that arm and make it mad tight. They're like, oh, that is! I'm like, what are you talking about?
That's crazy.
Pedal
bear grip.
No, pedal bear grip, that's not it.
What?
Pedal bear grip.
Did you just correct him?
Yes.
He said, this is what pedal bear grip is.
I actually did say pedophile.
According to South Park. But anyway, get to work on time, because I'm always late. Late squad.
I can't even say I'm always late, and I'm usually late.
Yo, black people time have nothing on this nigga.
This nigga, but more so this nigga.
Even though he's not a nigga, right?
They say nothing. It's funny. I come in at work, and then they talking to me like regular. Like they look, they can see the time clearly. They're like, yeah, oh, this happened. Oh yeah, that kid was little. I'm like. Oh, okay. So I'm good. Time to go sit. I'm out of here. And then, I wanna not be so lazy.
Because
I'm a very lazy man. So that means I'ma actually start exercising and whatnot, possibly. No, I am gonna actually start exercising a little bit. And I'm gonna actually not be so lazy. So that also affects me getting to work on time. So that's gonna help. And the biggest thing, guys, you ready?
Well, I'm not ready for nothing.
Hey,
this big.
Yo.
Yeah, that's
you offering.
Oh, so you ready? Like,
so you ready for something that small, though?
Hey, I'm not ready for anything that you have to say. Now on to the next.
You're getting a little crazy.
Alright. What? The biggest thing, this might come as a surprise for some people.
Might.
This is gonna shake
most likely
the world.
Come as a surprise.
History is being made.
The secret to magic.
Fact.
I will finally,
dun, dun,
dun. Get into a relationship this year.
Woo!
Next year, 2015. I said it.
Yeah, round of applause for this guy.
I said it.
Yo, we was at the Redwood table, I'll be, you know what I'm saying?
Knocking? Yeah, I hear you.
Hell yeah, son.
Yeah, I know, guys. Y'all was like, damn, when? Like, I know y'all believed in me.
I personally didn't care. Man.
Sean believed in me because I was his idol and everything. And I'm like...
Everyone that you look up to somehow seems to be your idol.
I was...
That would make sense.
And I was my son's idol. But now, guys, I'm ready to make that next big step. Next big step. This is a big thing in my life. It's been, I don't know how many years. I'm not going to say that out now.
Because you're an old ass man.
It's been before college.
Quite some time.
Before college and stuff like that. Since I've been in a relationship. But I'm finally gonna get in a relationship, guys. I can do it.
Let's do it.
Word. And not with an inanimate object.
That's crazy.
Not with a car or like a tree or an animal.
I didn't realize that was an option.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, no, dog now.
All right.
He might go into species with us.
Yeah, I love my car.
Let me break it down because people might not believe me. I'm actually going to be in a relationship as in going out with, dating, a female guy.
A female guy?
No, a female guy. All right, which means a female wearing a guy's because she's a man.
A female.
Better laugh.
That's what's up.
Because that, I know how y'all gonna try to switch it up. So, because you know, guys, you know how I am. And
a female now or a female then?
I've always been.
Oh.
Female.
That was a good word.
She may be lesbian dykish.
That's crazy, too.
So yeah, this is your criteria for the woman.
No, it's no criteria. It's no criteria. Okay. It's gonna happen. I'm gonna make it. I'm gonna actively try for it finally. Before I was just like nah or nah. Now I'm gonna be like or yeah. But she still gotta meet up to that criteria, so it might happen only after
no criteria.
End of this year, at the end of next year. But still,
all I'm saying
is 2 year resolution.
Yeah, a little nervous.
You was like saying all these criteria and it was sounding crazy, so I was getting nervous.
I didn't say no criteria.
But go ahead.
Dykish.
No, I said she might be a little.
So she might be
lesbian.
Not a lesbian, but a dyke.
Lesbian. Dykish. Then turn
a lesbian. That is dykish. So you want her to look more, you know, the masculine side of the dykes, of the lesbian.
She's gonna be, she's gonna, no, what do they call it? She's not gonna be an AG, which is.
You want a lipstick lesbian? Like,
she's gonna
a
be girl female. That looks
great?
A female, femme.
I don't know what the. Come on,
AG is full blown dyke
man.
Aggressive, that's the aggressive dyke. She might be just a female. Trying to be
what if
the
she
man.
Got a dark Caesar though?
Yeah.
What?
Sometimes Amber Rose got dark Caesar though.
But Amber Rose is Amber Rose.
And she's definitely a girly girl.
And I've seen.
What if you get the dyke with a dark Caesar?
I'm saying.
Like, what if y'all start out as homies? Like,
but what if like, yeah? But what if she girliest? But she just like the girlies.
Yeah, that's fine. But
she's
got
not a dyke then if she's girlyish.
That's what I was saying.
I know. I said dyke-ish because I've messed with one who wore the shorts and baggy-ish clothing, but when she dressed up, it was crazy. And then she went a little bit more towards the guys after. And then she went back because I stopped messing with her. So, not my fault.
So. She gotta be dykish.
No.
Oh no.
She might be a little lesbian.
Yeah, she has to be white.
She gotta be non-black.
Damn. That just marked mad people off the
list. That's fair. She gotta be non-dark. I should say that. She could
be middle skin.
This nigga's like dude that I don't like. We supposed to be uplifting our black women.
I uplift black women before they need to uplift themselves. They don't need nobody to uplift them.
Actually, they do.
Why?
It's women in general need
it's called
uplifting.
Well, exactly, women.
Specifically, a push-up bra.
Women.
Exactly.
So women need it.
So we are supposed to be the push-up bra.
I uplift women, not black women.
That's crazy.
I uplift women.
Black women need it.
Sometimes I'm like, all right, girl. They got some African girls out there that look kind of high. They lose points in my book. But that don't mean they can still be a 6 or 7.
Get
crazy. Right back, sir. Find the most countryest girl. That's white.
But she don't necessarily have to be white. She but I prefer some nice eyes and stuff because I want to pass that
down. Blue eyes, green eyes, hazel eyes.
Yeah. Just nice eyes.
Okay.
Black.
Because I want to pass that down to my kiddies.
Okay. Because you already.
Because they might come out with your face, buddy. The eyes.
Yep.
Understand.
Ugly team, you feel me?
You're already established.
We out here.
You don't have any.
Every day.
Trace that of. Good to pass.
Beneficial?
So you want to find somebody else that does have those traits. I understand. I respect y'all.
Is this because you view yourself as Uncle Ruckus, you feel this way?
No.
If you have a girl, you should be happy.
Look, I know my traits can't get passed down because I am too awesome. And that cannot get passed down. So when you are the epitome of awesomeness, that doesn't get passed down. It's like they could never match up to your awesomeness. So what's gonna get passed down is the nice eyes
from their mother,
which somebody might accidentally get impregnated. I'm gonna say that's gonna be one of my New Year's resolutions too. Somebody might accidentally get impregnated.
By you?
Unaccidentally get impregnated. I'm just saying.
That's a lot for me, man. To hear you say this, it's like, I want a girl and I want to get somebody pregnant. What?
You moving fast, bro.
That's, you a real thought now.
You getting old, gotta remember that.
I'm not gonna lie, we might have to promote you.
To what?
I don't know yet.
I'm trying to better
your thoughtness.
Does that be a thought? I don't think that's being a thought.
No, you're not trying to be a thought right now.
You wanna jump into a relationship?
I'm trying to exit out of the thought life. You feel me? I'm trying to exit out of the thought life.
I don't know if you succeeded.
No, you're not. Terrible. Your probation has been revoked. You are that.
But that's why I'm about to get in the relationship with everything. I'm trying to become another person.
Crazy.
So join the turtle squad, you feel me?
Thank you, crazy. I don't know what the turtle squad is. Are we going clockwise or counterclockwise? I mean, we going with whoever feel like talking. So that was big news, guys. Thank you for being here with me.
I'm a lot. Thank you for being here with me.
I appreciate you for sharing that.
Okay.
The biggest news in my life. I don't think nobody's gonna believe it, but I recorded it.
I mean, when it happened, they
I gotta put this out.
I never heard about this.
These are facts.
So, hold on, I'm gonna wait. I need the
hashtag
blunt.
Fact.
I need the blunt.
He need the blunt.
I'll wait. They gotta give us a second, right?
My bad for the quiet air. We know that's unprofessional. But,
all right. Now, let me talk about shit.
Talk, yo.
My New Year's resolution.
Yeah.
Right. I want to get a better job. I want to be less of a thot. Real nigga speaking.
Got real quiet all of a sudden.
I want to
to say that for his, you know, obviously his business and lucrative relationships with
Thot Mob. As CFO of Thot Mob, you know.
Okay.
Not saying that I want to renounce my throne. So I'm not saying that at all. Okay. Nobody's coming for my spot. Hold it down. Feel free. I want to save more money, but smoke more weed.
Sounds like an oxymoron, but okay.
Because I could spend less money on other stuff.
That's crazy!
Y'all should have let him finish. I was waiting.
You know what I'm saying? So that less money that I'm spending on other stuff,
like the essentials,
it's gonna go to not the essentials.
I lost my teeth this morning. I ain't eating anywhere. My breath's
going. I need something to eat, but
I'm gonna have breakfast or lunch. It's only dinner or a midnight snack.
I want to get a better job, so I'm already making more money. So that's gonna go towards me.
But you're supposed to say.
But you should have.
That's what I'm lacking on the other stuff.
Okay. But then,
that was some shit.
I often buy a lot of clothes and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
True.
Like,
he buys a lot of thought accessories.
Exactly.
But those are business expenses. You have to keep up with tariffs.
Well, then they should be on my taxes then.
You know what I'm saying? Let's not talk about taxes right now. they try to get it.
and. I want to gain like 15 pounds.
Oh, so you want to do a pee transformation?
No.
So you want to gain fat? You want to look like...
I don't want to look like pee. That's what I'm saying.
You just want to gain weight.
You can gain weight. You can do it in your legs or your core or something. You don't got to do the arms necessarily. But it's working out in general with your health.
I'm going to be a monster by summer 2015.
That's what's up. That's fine.
Big things, big man things.
You said you're gonna be eating his steak and potatoes.
And I'm taking all challenges in basketball too. For whoever wants to lose their money.
Mm. He going back to semi-pro. Semi-street pro. That's my man's I got for dealing.
Almost mixtapes, volume 5.
Almost mixtapes. Never could have made it, volume 1.
For real. I ain't mad, though. He said, see him when I 2K17.
In 2015.
What's up?
Next.
I don't know about New Year's resolutions, but this is the thing I'm trying to do with my life starting today, yesterday, earlier this month.
I wasn't yesterday. Well, it was yesterday. I'm
just saying. All that was all that connected. All that connected. See? See?
That was a good one.
I do try. Trying to get that license, real talk.
That too.
Time to whip it.
I don't know if she's ever know about whipping it.
Glass. I'm blowing money fast. Never.
Do you have baking soda?
Actually, yes.
Okay. I do too. Keep the refrigerator fresh.
Yeah. Anyway.
And also in case it grease fire. But that was a fun little tidbit for you.
I've never used it for any of those functions.
I would hope you never had a grease fire.
No, I mean, I just whip it to me.
Alright, I mean, that, you know, it's a multi-purpose type of thing. But, yeah, my license. I don't necessarily, I do want to make more money, but I don't know if I want to leave the field I'm in. Working with these kids is rewarding. A handful of times, but rewarding. But, I definitely gotta have my own. Get my own space. Just be in my own, you know? So that is a must. And I will have my license before 2015 ends. That's just... I'm not even gonna talk on it.
Your gun license?
No more after that. Oh, bang,
that's,
bang.
That's crazy.
I don't
have my gun license. Who would bang you a gun?
But nah, that's some real shit, though. Like, I see a lot of your father. Earlier today. You know what I mean? As far as, like, you and how you, like, work with kids and stuff.
Just like, don't touch them.
Woo! That pedal bear grip.
You the one that be squeezing the money.
I was about to say, good thing I'm like my father. I don't touch kids.
Yeah. That's crazy.
But, yeah, so, like, I see it. I think it's a great path for you, though.
That kid path is a great path.
I think teaching is fun. But yeah, I don't necessarily know I want to be with kids per se.
But I think I may want to try that though.
Off the phone.
I think it's about that time. Yeah, yeah. Son. Like I ended my bank call.
It's Mateo.
So, Mateo. Yeah, put that nigga on speakerphone.
Mateo, you're gonna get some love real quick.
Yo, what up, Ghost?
It was good. I was calling y'all.
Are you getting on this podcast?
Yeah, I'm gonna come through for a little bit.
Said that earlier, nigga. You could have bought liquor.
I did call this nigga BB2. Anyway.
All right,
later.
All right, bro.
All right, blood.
Anyway, that was, you know what I'm saying, the homie Ghost. Y'all seen him in previous episodes.
Seen?
In episode one of I Lost My Hairline.
Heard, oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, boop, 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 boop.
I was gonna say, do you know why we call this nigga Ghost? And they'd be like, why? But because this nigga
hairline,
like, cool.
It's crazy.
Shit, this is
that man not even here to defend himself.
Like, you
he
know how.
He gonna hear about it.
But damn.
That's crazy. Yo, wasn't that ironic? He gonna hear about it?
This.
Bad joke. I'm not the only one anymore.
It's crazy.
Shout out to Breezy. You should have been here for this. I wish I had this idea yesterday.
But I'm about to get my passport next week, bro.
Where you going?
You going home?
Well, I'm about to fill it. Crazy. I'm not doing the express journey, so basically I'm waiting until that gym come back for 6 weeks. But I'm planning on going mad different places.
Oh, yeah, because y'all was supposed to do it to go to...
Including
home. You don't need it for Puerto Rico, right?
Nah.
Yeah. That's crazy. Like, when I first went to do, like, an interstate flight... And I went to the airport, and they didn't need to see my passport. That was worth it. I was like, this shit is there like a taxi. Like, every
taxi?
Time. Yeah. Because, like, with a plane, you always got to show your passport. but I learned that it's only when you're doing international flights. Maybe it changed.
Right, when you're leaving the country.
Yeah, but I never knew that because every other time I've ever been on the plane was to go to another country. So,
I'm bad. Another one of my New Year's resolutions is to visit California.
I'm planning to go to But,
and also go to Colorado and smoke some.
So if you doing that, I'm coming.
I'm not gonna lie.
I just wanna see him.
I'm not gonna lie.
That's it. I don't give a fuck. I just wanna see you do it.
That's crazy.
I wanna see him high. That's never crazy. Seen that in a day in my life. That's like going to the circus.
That's crazy.
Shout out to Monkey Man.
I guess that I go into mine.
I mean, I wasn't done, but...
Oh, no, go ahead.
It's y'all, baby.
That shit that happened earlier when this nigga paused forever.
It wasn't that long, though.
This nigga said,
Yo, you can't compare it to that because I was talking and niggas chimed in on what I was talking about and ran away with it.
That's y'all
true, but you didn't spell it back, though.
I was trying to let y'all get y'all saying because, you know, y'all... Good conversation. We was chopping.
I apologize.
It be like that sometimes,
continue,
though.
Sir.
My New Year's resolution is not to be a people's pleaser.
People pleaser?
I don't like to say New Year's resolution. It's just something I want to work on. I don't want to be a people pleaser. Because to me, people expect things from me. Niggas, you're going to be tight.
I'm going to let you know that for a while, nigga.
You're going to be tight.
You always want Captain Save Him or always.
Nigga, most of the people I'm pleasing is in my group anyway.
Yeah, but is niggas have you go mad deep to go places like, oh, I need to go home. Lamont gotta come with me though.
See, oh, that's crazy. You being too nice.
Yeah,
it all depends on what you're talking about because I don't think I'm being people pleaser. That's just who I am. If I had a shorty come out with me and we took her to West Bubba, I asked her out. So I'm gonna make sure
we
get back.
Okay, you look like you asked her out. You do the chivalry thing.
You've done it without. Asking people out, it's just whatever, and they know the deal when they come out. Oh, I wanna come hang out, okay? And then they're like, oh, Lamont, you're gonna come home with me, right? And everybody else is saying no, and they're like, well, I'm gonna ask Lamont.
But I'm just saying, people have been sad over the last couple years, like, oh, you coming, right? Go, and that's what they get. But we digress back to what I was saying. Yeah, I'm not being so much of a people pleaser, I'm just trying to open my circles, do me, grow, learn, and take care of the fam. I got a nephew on the way, and another little cousin.
And shout out to
technically, I already have a nephew here, so yeah, facts. Well, let me correct that. Technically, we already have a nephew, but you know, the first inheritance of DT.
And I know Nikki, if she hear this, she might get tight, but that little nigga kept on looking at me wrong.
So, that's crazy. Said little nigga, you gonna have to handle your business when you get a little older, aka one, and you can take a swing. And be like,
stop reading my mind!
Then you gotta swing at him.
Me and him was having a conversation about that nigga Pete. He was smoking a cigarette dick.
Yeah, that's crazy.
He was talking to me. He was like, I'm like, yeah, yo,
that's crazy.
This is a PSA. If you smoke cigarettes, you smoke cigarette dicks, you smoke fags, you like them in your mouth.
That's crazy.
And
that's crazy.
These are all slang terms that you guys came up with. I don't understand why you do this. You want to have cancer lips, cancer throat. Cancer penis, cancer poop.
All them cigarettes.
Cancer tonsils. You can't be a champion or MVP.
It's because they got that old final fixation. MVP. They all like something long and big in their mouth.
That's crazy.
I didn't know.
Where's this going, man?
I don't know. I'm just saying, you shouldn't smoke. That was a PSA. You shouldn't smoke.
Honestly, for a female, that boost, that like, I said boost. That gives you like -3 or -4 on my book for smoking.
Out of 10.
Yes.
Just so you didn't misunderstand that.
No matter how
you
good
gotta
you look.
Be like,
no matter how good you look, if I see you pull a cigarette out, I'm like, damn.
And I wonder why I say, how you don't? You never tried it. I tried it. I made out with someone who smoked. Horrible.
That means you have to be at least an 8 two.
No, he said you lost three or four. You're already a five.
No, he said three. I was going to say you have to be at least an eight to survive.
No, because
if you lose three or four,
none of my niggas go out with a five or below.
No, I'm not saying to go out. Just to
none of my niggas mess with.
Like, not talk to, but just like, oh, hey, what's up?
Having a presence?
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? So that means you got to be, like, off the charts to then smoke and then still be in the range of girlfriends.
I don't even know that.
I think that may be what his problem was this year. And maybe now, if he lowers the standard a little bit, he can perhaps have success with his future endeavors.
What do you mean?
Sometimes they just got to smoke ticket dicks.
No, I didn't.
Like,
it was that. Nothing to do with why I was in a relationship. I just didn't
want to be in a relationship. She almost made the cut. Like
I could have had many relationships.
Is that everything? Or did they smoke ticket
dicks? I don't care. I'm putting my business out there. I just didn't want to be in a relationship with different niggas. So different niggas as in females.
I know what you mean. I know what you meant.
That's great.
But it was
I'm just making it clear.
That's all I'm saying.
For everybody else that's listening. Like, and that's why I wasn't it. It wasn't like, whatever. I just wasn't trying to be in one. I wasn't prepared. But now I'm like, I got that mental fortitude.
Spell it.
I-T.
Spell fortitude.
Who?
Fortitude.
Yeah, it starts with four, like Tom Ford.
Four? I'm gonna spell it internet. Ford.
All right, so never mind. Anyway. But yeah, I'm just trying to have my own place, be happy, and stay stress free, and make money so that when I have myself together, I could inspire other niggas. And niggas is female or male. Also take care of my little nephew.
Damn, niggas is niggas.
Oh, shout out to little D coming home February or January.
He's
Donovan.
Oh, I'm little D.
Well, we have so many. There's so many men in the house with D.
Hey, that's crazy.
Letters in the beginning of their name.
It's not like One Piece.
With the first letter D for their name.
Why don't you just say Donovan? Or how about you say, what's his name? Rooster?
Dizzy Rooster.
Yeah, Dizzy Rooster. Dizzy Rooster. We just gonna stick with Donovan.
Oh, yeah. Are you done?
But yeah, I think I'm done.
Because I don't want to have it again. So I got to ask.
You are you done?
All right, man. Thank you for asking.
All right, that's what's up.
You know what I'm saying? So it's me, Shirley Simpson. First New Year's resolution is to find the shirt. Because it's cold out here. Oh, I almost forgot. Big challenge that I set out for myself.
The big boy challenge?
The small little challenge, because I'm not supposed to get big, I'm supposed to get smaller. This year that just passed, me and my son, took my son, this nigga to my right. Anyway.
Like everybody can see.
And we got to the front.
Sure they got the message.
We got to the front of Bizarro. I tried to get on. The seat wasn't small or big enough for me to fit in the seat. So I had to then switch seats with two other people in the middle of the ride so that me and my child, my son, can sit next to each other on this Bizarro ride, because that's where the plus size seat was located.
That's true.
So I promised him that I was gonna be able to fit in that seat by the time we go back to Six Flags next year, 2015. And I plan on doing so, but I'll need your help. I would like to start a petition to get Six Flags to change their policy and to include a plus size seat in every row, so even us plus size people can enjoy a front row experience. Because after all, isn't that what we paid for?
They can't
isn't
defy
that
science.
Equality?
No, they can't defy science.
Thank you for this PSA message.
The front can only support a certain amount of weight.
Do you want a derailment? Somebody might die.
That's crazy. What if it makes the wrong turn? And then your weight shifts. Everybody's dead.
All because you want to ride in front without losing weight.
I've already said what I had to say. That's my New Year's resolution. That's how I'm gonna do it. And I need your support. So
I got a question. You said, you know, getting better and growing. What does that mean for you?
More so with my ambitions, or more so with like my music, and then just with my family life, you know what I'm saying? Just
shout out to the Bay.
So I'm just trying to do those two things right now, you know, which is some really adult shit if you think about it. You know, like I really look at myself now like, I'm an adult. When the fuck did this happen?
So are you trying to say because I'm not trying to take care of a family, I'm not an adult?
No, I'm not saying that at all. But when you kind of have like, nigga, I'm talking.
Be rude.
Yo, that's a nigga for you.
That's rude. Nigga.
This nigga is crying. Wow. Because he stole the cup and his mom and driving him back to the restaurant.
He's like, oh my I'm God, man.
I'm just a little excited. I don't know, he being rude.
That's crazy. I already lost my train of thought and all that. I'm sorry, Lamar. I really tried to answer that question. He just fucked it all up for me.
Sure did.
You don't know shit. You going out?
This rude nigga.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we supposed to be CFO and CEO.
Nah, but I know where you're going, though. Because we got the same mentality.
The listeners don't know, nigga. They're not psychic.
But they don't know that I was going to the up either.
I mean, I didn't dare hurt it.
Now because I spoke on it.
No, pretty sure it's background.
So, yeah. Oh, I'm glad you entered just now, Ghost.
Hey on the building.
I wanted to know, what's your New Year's resolution, man? That's what we're going around talking about.
I don't really know yet, man. Too much to really put in the one basket.
You got $137 in cash.
$137?
I mean, you got a lot of
first I'm going to roll up.
Nigga's been talking for a minute.
Nigga thinks he just wants to see change, you know? Things that you want to do.
Trying to get that license.
One resolution is, I just realized I just have access to a lot of shit. I just need to get my.
Drugs?
Nah.
Yeah. I ain't got that
on
deck.
That's crazy.
What a Lulu.
To a lot of opportunities, not drugs.
Baking soda. He got baking soda.
I have to get my act together.
You have to get your act together.
What I need to focus on.
What about, you know, so you need an upliftment? Like, you trying to get uplifted?
Roll up.
Every man here can agree on that.
Okay, there you go.
Every man say facts.
Facts.
Car facts.
I agree with these facts. Anyway.
I mean,
I just need to. I'm sorry, I was like mad advertisement in the middle of your shit. I apologize.
And it was a meeting time.
That's true. And I did the shout outs today.
That's crazy.
The world's changing. Go ahead.
I just want to accomplish a lot.
What's a lot? What you want to accomplish?
I just want to accomplish either aspect of my abilities, my tech abilities, shit that I can do, and the things that I can build around it, and the people that I can bring into it, but I can't do it by myself. It's just hard.
Be all you can be.
So he also needs your help.
Look out for the Kickstarter.
Anybody help me? It's just for my own personal interest. Like I said, I can't just go around saying how much money I accumulated in the last 3 years. This is embarrassing. The fact that I'm not nowhere, that's why I'm like, yo, this resolution, if anything.
What do you consider you're not nowhere? What do you mean by that?
No, I feel like I've grown, like, from what I was doing with tech.
But this hasn't grown.
My hairline.
No, I haven't.
Father, my hairline goes back more money.
Hey,
fuck you, loser.
Oh, right? This nigga going bald.
I like that. I respect that. That's the UFC's back real quick. Because you know I'm a cookie guy, right?
Oh, that's crazy. That's crazy.
But nah, I'm not.
Now,
because he got mine too. He got mine too.
What?
That was him.
He laughed. He suppressed the laugh.
Damn. So you don't believe he got mine?
What's the history on
that? That nigga getting all types of
stuff. What?
Listen, your thigh.
I'm trying to go meet up with a thigh right now.
That's
crazy. Like, now, she's not a thigh, but I feel like...
Get that penicillin.
Like,
three shots.
I feel like it's going to end up running into another...
Another thigh?
I'm giving her to like 130.
All right, so back to your New Year's resolution.
Yeah, that's about it. Like, I just want to... I feel like I have access to a lot of, I don't know.
The biggest thing, you don't want to fix your leg?
That's crazy.
No, but it's true, though. I need it. It's 10,000.
Yeah, you know what? You should...
10,000.
For surgery?
Yeah.
You need the surgery?
Perspective. That's just
what Because I'm like, damn, it would be crazy if all that money you was talking about amounted to about $10,000 and you could have got that surgery.
I could have got the surgery.
I'd have been good right now.
Like, if that was the case.
Before he got bad.
Like,
I'm just saying. No matter how embarrassing it is, you try to hit you with a solar eclipse.
It's like, yo, bro, you couldn't even tan if you wanted to.
I don't know. It sounded burnt. I'm good.
No. You be pale, my nigga.
Yeah, you lacking.
You're like Michael Jackson. You do some shit. You walk around with an umbrella.
I just know a lot of ways the world works when it comes to technology, and I know how to make a lot of money from it. A lot of money from it. And if people knew exactly the things that I knew and would go to the extent of repairing, I guess, certain computers for certain prices, so much money can be made.
It sounds like you want to advertise, but you're not sure how.
It's not even just me. It's just I know I can do it. I want to teach other people to do it because the more people that can do it, the more revenue I can make. In a sense, everybody can make a difference.
So you want to run a pyramid scheme?
It's a business.
I was joking.
It's entrepreneurship.
It's a legitimate business.
I think it's dope, man. Like, fuck it. That's on your New Year's resolution.
You want to be a dope boy?
That's it. Make that
shit
happen.
You want to run a business?
That too.
Make that shit happen.
Like, make that shit happen. Create a plan and make it happen.
Right. I need people.
You can't get people without a plan.
Actually, you have to start yourself.
You have to start with something.
And then you get people.
And then it becomes...
Some of the most famous people started in their garage, right?
Some of the most famous started in mine.
Okay, so starting your mind.
Okay.
So you
pretty much your real
our point is...
You just put it to yourself before. If it's not already pointed at me, please put it at me now. Like,
go get it done, then.
Okay.
Yes.
If you want it, go get it done. Don't talk on it.
I'm doing
create
it.
Create a plan, man. Get it started. So I think that was everybody's resolutions. And, you know, it's good. Just some resolutions I want to throw out there for people, you know what I'm saying? If they know who they are, then fine. If you don't, whatever.
I got some of those, too.
Pedicure.
Yeah, I got the
booty. Huh? Pedicure. A pedicure.
You said a pedicure? You just throwing stuff out there?
I
think anybody that has a New Year's resolution should feel free to leave a comment.
Yep, that's also where we promote communication.
I also would like to say somebody needs to get friends. Broaden your horizon and your circle. The social circle.
Somebody needs to get friends.
Somebody's.
Wait, is it gonna be somebody that possibly might listen to this?
Yeah.
All right. What Jermaine said, pedicure, Crystal. What you said.
Sharona, maybe. The only one the streets know in Brooklyn, the one and only, Big Rome.
Big Ronnie Rome?
Rone in the house.
I'm talking about no streets, no.
There's a Brooklyn street in Connecticut, guys. Bye. I googled it yesterday.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I think I've been by it before.
I bet. By activities.
All right. Another one for somebody. Don't be so attached.
Okay. Don't be overly attached. You lose sight of your friends.
Yeah.
Is that long?
No, no.
Oh, LF.
Oh, she gone.
That's crazy.
She gone.
All right. So who are we talking about, guys?
Going into
since
like,
I was just critiquing
what he was saying.
Okay, I just was keeping it light and funny.
I was keeping it light.
No. It's not going in.
I don't know the full extent. I don't know the full extent, but it sounds like. Words are spoken about. Crystal?
Oh,
I got this.
It says
1256. Oh, wait,
Sherry,
I'm not.
No. Want me to
read the message?
No, nigga, don't read your fucking message. Read the name.
The name is Yes.
Oh, yeah, give me that.
Say yes. The name reads that.
What time you gotta meet her?
Nah,
now. She said,
come through.
I mean, she didn't let you go to work because it was that good, nigga. You're welcome.
Oh, you you come like right now?
Yeah, you gonna go late?
I don't know.
I
got.
When I come back, I'm gonna
go. Ain't
gonna hold you up.
All right, y'all. We out of here. 13 left in the building.
Ah.
Y'all niggas know.
All right.